this hour. First on our World and National News headlines, two jurors and former President Donald Trump's hush money trial were dismissed Thursday, one after expressing doubt about her ability to be fair and impartial, and the other over concerns that some of his answers in court may not have been accurate. The dismissals reduced to five the number of jurors who have been seated for the first ever criminal trial of a former president. The setbacks in the selection process emerged during a frenetic morning in which prosecutors also asked for Trump to be held in contempt over a series of social media posts this week, while the judge in the case barred reporters from identifying jurors' employers after expressing privacy concerns. Jury selection in Donald Trump's hush money trial has encountered several setbacks. Attorneys now need to pick 13 more jurors to serve on the panel that will decide the case. President Joe Biden will accept endorsements from at least 15 members of the Kennedy political family during a campaign stop in Philadelphia as he aims to undermine the marginalizing the candidacy of independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The decision to highlight the Kennedy family endorsement on Thursday, more than 6 months from Election Day, is an indication of how seriously Biden's team is taking the threat of a long-shot candidate using the Kennedy name to siphon support from the incumbent. The U.S. and U.K. have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran as concerns grow that Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. The Thursday action targets entities and people in Iran involved in drone production. The sanctions were meant to hold Iran accountable for its weekend attack and to deter further such activity. Jews around the world will soon celebrate Passover, recounting the biblical story of their exodus from Egypt after hundreds of years of slavery. But for many Israelis, it's hard to fathom honoring an occasion focused on freedom when friends and family are still in captivity. For many Jews, no matter how observant, Passover is a time to unite with family, to eat and drink around what's known as the Seder table, remembering how the Jews persevered through harsh times. That's a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7467. Or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Taking a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston. We have cloudy skies. Our temperature right now at 37 degrees. We have a west wind of 24 miles an hour, gusting up to 31. Humidity is at 35%, and the barometric pressure at 29.93 inches. And we have a wind chill of 26. Again, 37 with a wind chill of 26 right now in downtown Crookston. Taking a look at the forecast for this afternoon, a chance of rain before 5 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow, cloudy with steady temperatures around 42, breezy with a west wind around 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 30, and a 40% chance of precipitation. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Then tonight, a chance of rain and snow before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of snow between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 30. It'll be breezy, west winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30, and a 30% chance of precipitation with little or no snow accumulation expected. We'll take a look at the forecast for the weekend through a midweek next week. That'll be coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, cloudy skies, 37 degrees, and a wind chill of 26. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our state news coming up right after this from our friends at First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Now taking a look at the state news, Republicans in the Minnesota House say emergency medical services in greater Minnesota are in severe budget crisis and question Democrats' priorities for putting only $16 million for it in the state supplemental budget, while stakeholders are asking for $120 million.
The Republican minority at the end of the 2023 session used their negotiating leverage on a bonding bill to get Democrats to earmark an additional $300 million for nursing homes. House Minority Leader Lisa Daymuth was asked, could they do the same thing this year for EMS funding?
Everything is on the table right now with the bonding bill.
We asked Rosemont Democrat John Hewat, what if Republicans were able to leverage $100+ million for emergency medical services?
Well, to me, I'm biased on this. I think it'd be a great day because we would be able to do a lot with that if it had guardrails.
But taking money from other areas of a tight state budget could face significant opposition from other Democrats. Bill Werner reporting.
In other news, police in southwest Minnesota say a standoff ended peacefully Wednesday night in Marshall after several hours of negotiations. Investigators say a 63-year-old man made verbal threats and fired a handgun at an officer on the scene. The officer escorted a family member to the house before the suspect barricaded himself inside. Authorities used chemical agents to remove the man who reportedly fired additional rounds during negotiations. He was eventually taken into custody without incident and will be booked into the Lyon County Jail once medically cleared. Minnesota posted strong job and labor force growth in March, according to data released today by the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. The state gained an estimated 11,000 jobs in the last month on a seasonally adjusted basis, up 0.4%, with the private sector up roughly 8,000 jobs, which is 0.3%. Minnesota's labor force increased by an estimated 3,000 people over the month, bumping the labor force participation rate up 0.1% to 68%. The unemployment rate remained steady at 2.7%. Cigarettes and other tobacco products could cost at least $15 a pack under a proposed ordinance change in Minneapolis. City council members also want to eliminate coupons for tobacco products, increase penalties for selling to minors, and close a loophole that allows indoor smoking in some establishments. Opponents claim the price hike and changes would hurt business and not deter smoking and tobacco use. In other state news headlines, a bill setting rules and regulations for the state's recreational cannabis industry will be debated today at 3:30 p.m. on the Minnesota House floor. Office of Cannabis Management Interim Director Charlene Briner says a lot of businesses will be applying for licenses, and the process includes the vetted steps of a lottery and required merit-based application components. And that is about it on the state news. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That's coming up after this from our friends at First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Now taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday. We had UMC baseball on the air as the Golden Eagles were to take on Bemidji State. And they beat Bemidji State 8-3 in Game 1, as you heard on KROX. And then Game 2, UMC beat Bemidji State 15-1. UMC now slides into fourth place in the NSIC. They're a half a game out of third. And the Baltimore Orioles, they beat the Twins with a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning to beat the Twins 4-2. Pablo Lopez had an outstanding pitching performance, but again, the Twins, they gave up a run, in the seventh or eighth inning to allow it to tie it up. And then they hit Baltimore hits a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth. And in college softball, Bemidji State beat UMC in five innings, 15-0, and then bounced back to win the second game of a doubleheader, 6-5, earning the split. On the sports scene for today, we can tell you Pirate Baseball hosting Foston has been postponed. Boys tennis at the Fergus Falls Triangular has been canceled. Boys golf, they're competing as we speak. Boys and girls track at junior high, they were supposed to be at the Manoman Wobbin meet today. That has been canceled. And still on as of now, haven't heard anything different. The Crookston Pirate softball team, they're scheduled to be at New Folden to take on the Northern Freeze. And that will start at 4 o'clock. And we'll have that right here on KROX if they play. So stay tuned for that. And that is about it on the sports scene. Again, we'll have Minnesota Wild tonight. They're scheduled to start at 6 o'clock as they take on Seattle. If there is no softball, of course, we'll have the full pregame at 5:45. But if there is softball, we'll join it right after the game and postgame show. So be listening for that. That's about it on the sports scene. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Shop for Our Family products at Hugo's Family Marketplace and save your labels from Our Family cans, boxes, and bottles to earn money for nonprofit organizations. For each bundle of 500 Our Family UPC barcodes collected, participating nonprofit organizations can earn $25 for textbooks, art supplies, and more. If your organization would like to sign up or you'd like more information on the Our Family Direct Your Labels program, go to ourfamilyfoods.com.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
Well, taking a look at our local news. First, the Polk County Commissioners, they met earlier this week at the Polk County Government Center and received the final audit for the 2022 fiscal year. The audit presentation was presented by Hoffman, Phillip, and Martell out of Thief River Falls. In 2022, the county budget did $76 million, which is $4 million shy from the 2023 budget. Other statistics from the 2022 budget year included total expenditures in the amount of $70,476,485. The majority of expenditures went to general government, public safety, and human resources. The audit also showed the county spent approximately $24 million in net pension liability, which contributed to a slight deficit in 2022. Director of Hoffman, Philip and Martel, Colleen Hoffman, explains the net pension liability.
The net pension liability is the PER, Public Employees Retirement System in Minnesota. Everybody gets a certain amount withheld from their paycheck to go into the retirement program, and the county has to match that amount, like 7.5% of the check matched by the county.
And the commissioners were also informed that the county had approximately $9 million in the unreserved funds, which could be used for future projects in the upcoming budget years. They recommended the board to start planning on using some of the funds from the unreserved so that citizen tax dollars continue to accumulate with no usage.
Well, the county always has ideas in the future as to what they're going to do. They typically should have a one-year, two-year, five-year, 10-year plan as to what they're going to be spending their money on for maybe bigger projects or so on. And so really in those committed areas to make sure that they have the money to do that and set it aside to accumulate that money to do with
it
as
their plan. Shows constituents that, hey, we have this plan, we have your money, mm-hmm. but we have this plan, because they seem to have kind of a little abundance of a reserve right now. And mm-hmm. so instead of just building it up with taxpayer dollars, they say, hey, here we have your money, but we have this, here's what we're going to do with it over the next 5 to 10 years.
The county received nearly $80 million in revenue during 2022, with 34% coming via tax dollars. Polk County also received $38 million from governmental fund balances and just over $20 million from program revenues from the Polk County Highway, Public Health, and Human Services Departments. The auditors gave other recommendations to the board, such as being more efficient with being centralized up to this point in the budget. Martel explains.
I think you're a little bit behind the ball on being centralized. A lot of the other counties are already at that point, to a point. So there is a little bit of room for improvement.
And the final audit for 2023 is due by September 30th, in which the commissioners will be set to receive a similar presentation before that date. The Polk County Commissioners will meet again Tuesday, April 23rd at the Polk County Government Center. The city of Crookston officially hired its first marketing and event coordinator in the city's history on April 1st, 2024. The city of Crookston introduces Keenan Devier as the newest addition to the staff. He spent a large portion of his childhood in Georgetown, Minnesota, and later on moved to Devil's Lake. Ultimately graduated from Lakota High School and went on to receive his bachelor's degree from the University of North Dakota in Business and Administration Marketing, and began his marketing journey with the internship at UND through their marketing department, where he managed the social media accounts and working on general administrative tasks for the department. He explains his previous marketing experience.
Having an internship in marketing in the COVID pandemic, when that was all rolling out, and trying to figure out content for my dorm room was really interesting, but that was one of my earliest experiences with it. Also, in a similar vein to that, I had a marketing project where I managed Bully Brew Coffee's social media pages as well, and learned a little bit more about that. Got to see the development from their Google Analytics to see, you know, year over year how we performed.
And before accepting the city's new marketing position, he visited Crookston on various occasions. His sister was a 2022 UMC graduate and was able to see everything Crookston had to offer when visiting.
So I got to know the Crookston area from visiting her and also helping her move in and out every August. But got to know the campus that way. Oh, got to spend time with her in Crookston during her 4 years here, and I got to know the area fairly well from somebody that didn't live in the community, and there's still a lot about the community that I need to learn, but you know, spending a good majority of my days in Crookston, you know, I feel like I've learned a lot.
And he has formulated a 3-month plan to help establish his role within the city. One of the biggest issues the city has faced is the accessibility and visibility of the city website, in which he is working tirelessly to improve.
Right now is the redesign of the city website. It's just not as modern as it needs to be, and there's some outdated information, and it needs to have a full turnaround and just needs to be reworked. So that's the biggest thing that I'm working on right now.
Along with the website improvements, he explained that promoting city events and showing the efforts of local entities to bring the community together during gatherings are among many of his goals as the city marketing and event coordinator. Did you know someone needs blood every 2 seconds? The need for blood donations is constant. You can make a difference in this great need by donating to the Riverview Auxiliary Blood Drive on Friday. The event will be held at the Riverview Conference Rooms from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can call 218-281-9440. to make an appointment. On Wednesday, April 10th, the Crookston Army National Guard recruiters came by the Crookston High School. Sergeant Bakke and Specialist O'Hara spoke about the benefits of joining the Army National Guard. The benefits include the kind of help you can get to pay for college and the type of long-term benefits you get when it comes to buying a house. They also brought along with them a brand new Oshkosh ATV. This vehicle is replacing the older armored ATVs in the military. This is one of the first ones that has come off the line. These are custom built and very unique to see in person. Students were able to ask questions about the vehicle and sit in the ATV. Mr. Oliver's class and Crookston High School would like to thank the Crookston Armory and National Guard for coming into the class and visiting to see pictures of that Oshkosh ATV. Go to KROXAM.com and view the pictures there. Polk County Emergency Management, in conjunction with the National Weather Service, will be conducting a Skywarn Storm Spotter training class. The training class is beneficial for those who simply wish to become better informed, as well as those who want to be designated storm spotters. The training will be conducted by a warning coordination meteorologist from the National Weather Service. Individuals are taught the basics of thunderstorm development, storm structure, what constituents constitutes severe weather, and how to report this information. Additional information on severe weather safety is also covered. The class is a multimedia presentation, which includes detailed video. Training will begin at 6 p.m. and will run approximately 2 hours, with a break in the middle to allow for questions and refreshments. This training will be held at the time and locations listed as follows: April 23rd at Keele Auditorium on the UMC campus from 6 to 8 p.m., and on April 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Erskine Community Center. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact the Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Management Department at 218-470-8263 or 218-470-8290. The Lake Agassiz Regional Library will host a free virtual program allowing viewers to get the inside scoop on notable Minnesota coaches and athletes, past and present. The virtual presentation will be held Wednesday, April 24th at 7 p.m. and will feature author and sports expert Ross Bernstein. Ross will return to Lake Agassiz Regional Library just in time for the NFL draft to share interesting facts and tidbits about sports figures from around the state, including coaches and players from the Vikings. The program will be offered virtually at larl.org/draft. A recording will be available for 2 weeks following the presentation. Community members are invited to join this program and watch party at participating locations. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls yesterday at 2:39 p.m. They responded to the 100 block of South Minnesota Street for a report of a detector activation. Upon arrival, they used gas monitoring tools and no carbon monoxide was present. It was found that the detector needed new batteries. There was no danger present. They replaced the batteries and cleared the scene. On the arrest reports, the Northwest Regional Corrections Center reported the arrest of Gabriel Fuentes, 40, of Crookston, for driving after cancellation. Destine Marlena Rivera, 23, of Pisac, North Dakota, for being a fugitive of justice from another state. On the obituary desk today, Douglas Doug Bisecker, 87, of Crookston, passed away peacefully in the late afternoon on April 16th with his family by his side. The Central Housky Funeral Home is assisting the funeral with the family with arrangements. For updates to service details, we'll keep you updated at KROXAM.com. And that is a look at our local news as we now shift to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies. Our temperature is 37 degrees. We have a west wind of 28 gusting up to 31. That creates a wind chill of 25. Humidity is at 28%. The barometric pressure is at 29.93 inches and rising. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, cloudy skies, 37. We have a wind chill of 25. Yesterday's high was 52. Yesterday's low, 37. Yesterday's precipitation, we had 45 hundredths of an inch of rain for a two-day total of 75 hundredths, so three-quarters of an inch of rain here at the KROX studios. Today's average high, 55. The average low, 32. The year-ago high, 54. Year-ago low, 30. The record high, 89, set in 1987. The record low, 16, set in 1953. The sun rose at 6:31. The sun will set at 8:20 for 13 hours and 49 minutes of daylight. This morning's low was 36 degrees. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, cloudy, 37 with a wind chill of 25. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, a chance of rain before 5 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow, cloudy with steady temperatures around 40. It'll be breezy, west winds around 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 30, a 40% chance of precipitation. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Tonight, a chance of rain and snow before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of snow between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, a low around 30. It'll be breezy, west winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30, and a 30% chance of precipitation. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Friday, a 50% chance of snow showers, mainly after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy, a high near 40. It'll be breezy, a west northwesterly wind of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30, and less than a half inch possible. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 25. It'll be blustery, northwest winds of 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 50. Northwest winds around 15, gusting up to 20. Saturday night, mostly clear, low around 30, west winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. Sunday, it'll be sunny, a high near 60, west winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. And then on Monday, a 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny, a high near 57, wind gusts up to 20. Then Monday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a low around 32, with wind gusts up to 20. Tuesday, it'll be sunny, a high near 55, north winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 62, with wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News was brought to you in part today by Hugo's Family Marketplace, Riverview Health, First Community Credit Union, HN Quality Plumbing, and Grand Cities Monument. Again, the weather-related announcements that we have so far today. Crookston Pirate Baseball hosting Foston has been postponed. Pirate Boys Tennis at the Fergus Falls Triangular has been canceled, and Junior High Boys and Girls Track at Manoman Wobbins Meet has been postponed as well. And if we get word one way or the other on softball, as of now, softball is still on. We haven't received a word on that. We'll just refresh here and just make sure. And no announcements on that yet. So that is what we have thus far. And if there is a change on the softball, we will let you know that as well. That is the Noontime News. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, cloudy skies, 37, and a wind chill of 25. Thanks for listening to the Noontime News right here on KROX.
The Crookston Eagles has bingo Thursday, and the kitchen will be closed. Pull tabs are also available. There won't be any bingo Friday night due to the Sydney Bingham benefit from 5 to 8 p.m. Stars and Bars Karaoke will follow the benefit. Saturday bingo will be at 2 p.m.